Liverpool have been beaten 1-0 by Crystal Palace. We're out of the title race. It's between Arsenal and Manchester City. Those players are cowards. Cowards. I don't want to hear excuses. I don't want to hear media soundbites. They're cowards. They had the chance today to make a statement after promising all week they were going to deliver, and they're a bunch of cowards. Cowards, each and every goddamn one of them. Virgil van Dijk couldn't lead a kid's party. Mohamed Salah is nowhere near the player he was. Darwin Nunez doesn't know what to do when he gets in front of goal. Don't want to hear excuses from them. Don't want to hear any sound bites. They bottled it, and nobody, and I mean nobody, can dis...
No, it's a goal kick. It's a goal kick. It's a goal kick. It's a goal kick. No, it's not full time, guys. Trust me, they wasted so much time. We're still going to have lots of time. Guys, we're still going to have lots of time. Don't say full time. It is not full time already. It's over.
The Nunez chance, the Jota chance, the Salah chance, the Jones chance. The chances were there, just didn't have the fucking finishing. It's kind of been the story of our season, if I'm being honest. But yeah, the three-horse title race has become a two-horse title race now. And that is it. The game is up.
A few moments later.
Watkins 1-on-1. No, Smith-Rowe's caught up. He's in though. He's chipped him. He's scored. I'm being honest, I feel like ripping the shirt. It's just an absolute, you don't deserve it. You're an absolute disgrace. Biggest bottle jobs you have ever seen. 2-0, game, set, and match. We are the Tim Henman of the Premier League.
Oh.
And that's 2-0. And that's the title done, guys, I think.
In the space of a week, we've dropped points to, well, we didn't beat Bayern and they had no fans. We couldn't beat Aston Villa with no Douglas Luiz. And now we've let this guy, who's an Arsenal supporter, dump on us.
Oh my days, Watkins is in. Oh my days, this could be it. This could be it. It's fucking it. It's fucking done. That's it. Finito. Game over. That's it. That's it. City are top. We ain't catching them. That's it. That's it. That's it. Title's done. That's it. Game over. We ain't catching City. It's done. It's done. It's fucking done. Well done, Arsenal.
It is done. According to Sit Man, we. Well, welcome to another episode of the End-to-End Football Podcast. Myself, good in the building. SAS. What are we saying?
Yeah. I got nothing else to say.
That's it. I got nothing left.
Hey, I'm telling you. You know what's going to happen from now on, isn't it? So, hey, hell. It's good while it lasted.
Yeah. That demonic team is ahead, so.
Yeah,
it's long. It's looking like them, man, they could do a back-to-back treble. So it's going to be nasty work still. It's going to be nasty work. I'll tell you that now. Because I tell you, yeah, if they get through Wednesday, yeah, which they should, you know what I mean? No one else is beating them in the Champions League. And FA Cup, barring the maddest of madness,
yeah,
they got that as well. So, yeah, he's looking kind of peak still. He's looking kind of peak still. But boy, there's nowhere else to start, boy. We've still got to start off at Anfield. You know what I mean? Coming off of that shock result on Thursday, Klopp said, yo, you need to see a reaction.
I mean, I'm waiting for the reaction still. I'm waiting for it.
I mean, the reaction was, I suppose, in the second half, just the finishing wasn't there.
Mate.
Because the way the game started, I was like, this is just the blueprint of a Liverpool start.
But you know what? You know, usually I did not have a good feeling because you see the way they were playing. It's like they were tired, bruv. They look like they were tired. They look like Crystal Palace were mountains ahead in fitness on the Liverpool players.
Yeah.
And, mate, even the passing was wayward. I mean, yeah. Nunes, I don't know, boy. Jesus. How many opportunities are you going to miss, big man? Oh, my Lord. I mean, yeah, you may cause chaos, but big man, you're the striker. You need to now start putting them away, you understand? You, what is this, your second season now? Mate, I want to see... Listen, if there's no improvement on that finishing next year, man, I don't care what type of chaos you have.
Get out of it.
Yeah, bond the chaos. And we need goals, bruv. Because look, Salah's off the boil. And like I said, watching that game, when he made the substitutions and you saw Jota and Gakpo coming on, I thought, all right, Nunes and Salah are coming off. That man took off Luis Diaz. I was like, my Lord, what are you doing, bruv? Salah hasn't been good for quite a few games now. Since he's come back from the injury, has not been the same. But like I said, hats off to Crystal Palace. They came, they done their job. And mate, they could have made it worse. Because Mateta nearly scored. Luckily, Andrew Johnson took him off the line. Yeah. Otherwise, it would have been even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great recovery, boy. Because that was a Van Dijk slip, boy. It could have been costly as well. And then obviously, you had the other one. The other one where you got the cushion header from Anderson.
I remember,
the one Alisson where had a point blank save. Yeah. It's like a point blank kind of thing as well. So
I tell you, Alisson, that Mandy, if we don't have that Mandy, oh my Lord. But then Andrew Johnson was like the only one that really wanted to win the game.
He was on it actually this game. And he's had some meaty games recently.
Yeah, because this game. He's been injured and then he comes back and then he's been injured again and he's come back. But yeah, he was like the only man that looked like he wanted to win the game. And Diaz was the only one trying to take players on. And then you took him off. I was thinking, bro, what are you doing? I think you should have taken off Jones, Salah and Nunes to begin with.
Because what happened to my man? I said, did the right back get injured? Who got injured? Someone got injured, didn't
they? Bradley got injured. Conor Bradley. Yeah. When he brought Trent on.
Right,
but and then when he bought on Subbers, I think mate, you should have bought an Elliot first. You should have bought an Elliot first because, let me just scratch my head on that stuff.
Let's bring in the fence sitter himself, 5-5. Mr. 5-5
is now a war, big man.
Actually, we need to swap this because Sean lost this weekend, man. For once. You know, like, this is like, you know how you had the solar eclipse, in America? those things that happen like once in 100 years or whatever they say, Sean being the only one to lose on this pod is one of them. That's one of them things as well. It don't happen often, man. It does not happen often at all. But I want to stay with the strikers, Sean. Yeah, because it's not just Nunes. The other guys are kind of missing as well, and I saw one nasty little stat. Yeah, see if I can put this up here.
I think you know what? I heard a stat the other day with Nunes, 150 shots he's had.
Yeah, so this is. I don't know if you can really see it properly, but this is a big chance he's missed. And basically, Darwin, if you can see the red in it. Just go by the graph, yeah?
Yeah.
So this is the red is the big chances converted. The purple is the big chances missed. Darwin is at the bottom, yeah? Look at the ratio.
Yes, sir. It's bad.
He's got 32 big chances missed.
Did you? I said to you, fam, he's had
out of 39
shots. He's had 150 shots, and that's what you get in return.
Yeah, that's nasty work, man. That's not. And the thing is, this is my thing with him. Like you said, the chaos is all good up until the point.
Yeah.
And when you've got a devilish team like Man City in the league, this whole big chance is missed. Yeah, this is cute in October. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But
it's crunch time now.
When it's crunch time, this ain't it, bro. Because you think, I mean, I know, like, obviously, you can't simplify football to this much extent here, but you think to yourself, was it Luton, the draw?
Mm-hmm.
The big chance he missed there, that's 2 points.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Let's say even you just put in just that one that you had this one, yeah? That's a point. That's three points back on top of the table.
United as well, he missed one, or I don't know, he fluffed his line on one as well.
Post that away. Yeah. All right, cool. We're talking.
Now, the people are saying, you know, I mean, he creates his own chances and, you know, he's a net positive and all this kind of stuff here. But first of all, I don't believe in that. But secondly, that's only good if you have another gunman. Do you know what I mean? If he was playing on the left and you had a striker that was just banging him in and he was doing all this, yeah, that's all good.
But he's the focal point.
Yeah, but when you're the focal point, and because Diaz ain't prolific like that, but no one's expecting Diaz to be doing mad numbers anyway. You know what I mean? Salah has dropped off as well. But even a Salah drop-off is most wingers' best season.
100%. Salah's worst season is most wingers' best season.
So
even if they get them numbers.
Yeah, man. To be, I mean, you can't put everything down to Darwin because, again, we've seen you guys have these slow starts and comebacks. Slow start, comeback. It's just that, yeah, it's mad because even Jota missed us and he's like, normally, a good finisher as well. And he was missed it as well.
But he's just coming back from injury. I'm just astonished. How we didn't score yesterday, I don't know. Because
Jones.
Hence why that brother should have been off at half time. Half time, he should have been gone. They should have hooked. He should have hooked him first. He should have hooked him and Salah first. And then it should have been Darwin. He should have never taken off Diaz. And in fact, the three of them could have gone the same time. I'm not even holding back. The three of them could have gone off at half time.
Yeah.
Because Salah wasn't doing nothing. He couldn't control the ball. He offered nothing. It wasn't just a chance. He just had an all-round bad game.
You guys just... Like I said, when you look at the game, if you guys finished, yeah, that's a comfortable, you know what I mean, 3-1 or 4-1 a game, yeah? Coming back from behind kind of thing. But when you're missing his chances, that first half was very poor as well, man.
Yeah.
Considering Klopp asked for a reaction after Thursday, like, Palace were, like, coming out of the press. I mean, the goal that Palace scored, it's not a counter-attack. It's not a Hodgson sit back, you know what I mean, hoof it to Zaha and hope for the best kind of thing. It was, like, 22 passes to the goal.
And he just tapped it in. It was like,
you know what I mean? And then when you look at the final cutting, he's in acres of space in the box. I'm like, bro, in the box. You should never have that much room in the box, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was... very, very poor defending. And in the end, like you said, the clearance, you know, you could have been going down. Let's say you went down 2-0, right? And your finishing was somewhat on point. You come out with a 2-2. That's 2 points to drop to still peak.
Yeah. We had to win this game. You have to win it. When you're in this type of title race, and especially when you're going against City, you have to win every game. You have to play every game like it's a final. But they just completely capitulated and they couldn't play. Endo's another one. He got kept getting caught on the ball and, man.
Yeah. Szoboszlai, Lord have mercy. Some of the shots he was taking, I was like, big man, relax.
There's one, Salah said it back to him, yeah? And the man went and skied the ball, bruv. If we was playing rugby, that would have been a goal. Like, because I couldn't
believe it. Was it 3 points, yeah?
I was thinking, bro, how are you? That's what I said. He should have come on first. He should have bought on Elliot first.
He should have bought
on Elliot first. And Jones shouldn't have lasted 80 minutes. No way.
Yeah. Klopp is making some weird subs as well, man. And the Elliot thing, just every time, he just looks funny. Just looks funny to me. Like, It looks bad because of, for me, it's just a boss lighting. I'm like, big man, what do you see in my man that he's doing that this guy is not doing when he comes on? It's not like Szoboszlai is offering you some kind of balance and defensive solidity or anything. You know what I mean? That's why I don't really understand what the sort of obsession with my man is.
Maybe it's because Szoboszlai is quicker. I don't know. I don't have a clue, brother. I wish I could tell you. Because like I said, yeah, I've made it know how I feel about this game. It should have been Jones, Salah, and Nunes to come off.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like, because he took Salah off the last game, he's like, all right, cool. I'll take Diaz off now. But Diaz is the bigger threat. Why? Because not like Salah was taking it really on and was doing anything. Man, they had him on a lock.
Yeah.
He should have subbed him off.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of Mitchell's best games for Palace, to be fair.
The whole back line done exceptionally well. I would take my hats off to them. Nathaniel Klein blocked one. And who's your other... The centre back, he blocked another one.
Well, Anderson.
Yeah, Jota. How did Jota not score that?
Yeah. And Anderson was probably man of the match for us.
Oh, 100%.
Because he was leading, and he was directing the other players as well a lot. Like, he was directing where the other players should be going.
But you see, if you look a play like that for the majority of the season,
that's the thing, isn't it? Like, it's a way to Liverpool. It's a bit, you know, when you're a small team, you don't need motivation to come and play away for these big games. This is why Crystal Palace have because I saw some Liverpool fans complaining about, these men don't play like this against anyone else. It's like, big man, we went to the Etihad and we were 2-0 down and walked away with a 2-2 draw. How many teams can say that? Do you get what I mean? This is not just about Liverpool. Yeah, this is what happens with small teams. When they play against the big teams, they're going to put in a mad, what's it called?
They're playing it like a final.
Exactly. It's a big day to them, you know. It's a big day. What is that picture? it's a big day to them. So I don't know, you know. You shouldn't be complaining about the effort of the other team. Just get your work done, get your finishing done, and that's going to be largely a sort of comfortable game, really. But for the Palace side, I thought the formation worked. You know, I'm not even going to be cheeky and try to call it a 3-4-3. That was five. That would be very cheeky to call it three. That was definitely...
Wait, I saw the way they tried to put it still. I thought,
It was definitely three up front, Mateta, Eze, and thingy, and Olis. And it was a 5-2-3. Really and truly, that was no.
Mateta looks like he's doing a bit better, still holding up. And
that's the thing. If you're going to be a scud finisher, this is what you need to be doing. This is what you need to be doing. Making yourself a nuisance. And he's coming up against some tonk defenders. Like, these are not little man defenders that he's coming up against. So, he done his job. His hold-up play was very good.
Yeah.
And Eze and thingy, Eze, he needed a game like this because he's been shocking the last couple of weeks. Absolutely shocking. And obviously Olis as well had a great game. But for me, Anderson, man of the match, obviously. Henderson, goalkeeper, he was under fire, bro. He was working overtime.
the one from Diaz he saved. I said,
That's them reflex ones, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just
man just ran over there, doesn't
it? Yep. Like, ridiculous. But I have to rate the scouting department because I complained about the championship signings and that Wharton, 20 mil, 20 million, he looks 10 times better than that Czech, whatever, the Corey brother, bro. Do you know what I mean? I know he's injured in that, but still, you know what I mean? So
I said to you, when if you start doing a passing game, he's going to be vital to it. He's been growing. He's been growing.
Yeah, he's been great. The formation, like I said, it looks like it's getting better and better. Obviously, winning away, thingy, because it's only a man's second win. You know what I'm saying? It's like this is only the second win for this manager. Yeah, the formation is starting to sink in. Obviously, as I always say, you don't judge yourselves with these games. Let's see the next game, innit? You know, I mean, let's see what effort you might put in the next game, you know, because, you know, it's easy to have extra vim at Anfield, you know what I mean? Because small teams, they also feed off that the atmosphere because they know everyone's watching right now. You know, certain man, if you're selfish, you got to think, bro, if I play well here, I can get a move somewhere. Because you know, people only remember the big games. That's what happens. People only remember the big games. Oh, yeah, my man scored against Man United that time. Yeah. But we forget what he was doing against all the other teams. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. For Palace, it's crucial. This is the thing, as I said this earlier before you was here, Abbas, I said, it's one thing playing at Anfield, you know what I mean, against Crystal Palace in November, and it's a different thing towards the end of the season when these teams, they need the points. Like, it's
desperate for the points.
Crunch time for everyone, you know what I mean? So everyone, I mean, that's why the running is what it is, isn't it? That's why it's, you know, what makes and breaks most of the teams in that. So yep. Here's what it is. But what was your thoughts? What was your thoughts, Abbas?
I mean, I've watched Liverpool now, I think, twice against us. And I don't understand how they didn't score more. I think even Atalanta's game, there was criminal amount of chances. And this game, I'm just glad I'm not a Liverpool fan. I would have been pulling my hair out, whatever's left. Right? Because some of the misses and saves, the amount of times I was going, whoa, that. It didn't make sense. He really did not make sense. It's crazy. And I have to say, I think it's Jones. That miss. Oof.
Big miss.
It has to be on target, man.
Listen, I jumped back in the chair. Target, you see, when he was going, I was thinking, yeah. When it left his foot, I thought, oh, it's going in. When it went wide, I said, no. I was thinking, no, you got to take this shoot off, bro.
Because I'll tell you what, right, if you scored one goal, you'd have won that game. Because the way we was holding on, that would deflate. Because that's what happens a lot of times in your small team. You know what I mean? You're holding on. Man of fist pumping for throw-ins and that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, you know. But once they get that equalizer, it deflates you. Like,
and everyone's the crowd starts going wild as well. And it becomes the problem. I mean? Saying that, bloody hell, Mateta should have put this game. He should have put it in a place where it was really uncomfortable for Liverpool.
Yeah,
I mean, that one-on-one chance, right? I'm not being rude. You don't score that many goals to attempt what you did.
Well, they did.
Almost worked.
Like, I'm not going to lie. That one, I just give credit to Robertson. I'm not going to lie.
I'm onto Mateta
anyway. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, but on that one, yeah. I just give it to Robertson because you're coming up against Alisson. He was one of the best, if not the best keeper on one-on-ones. You know what I mean? That guy clamping up one-on-ones, yeah. That's probably the only thing he could do. You get what I mean? Too.
I'm not going to lie.
One of Alisson's foot or something would have got to that ball. But he dinked it nicely. He had the right or decent amount of pace. But the way Robertson just ran back and cleared it off the line. Because remember, it was just as well. It's not like it was a comfortable clearance. You know?
Yeah, it was this close.
it was very close. You know, I think you got to rate the defending there. From Robertson.
Yeah, I would rate the defending more, but I don't know. But I was looking at him and I was just like, oh, bro, that's not a you finish. And I was like, I bet you he gets there. But anyway, that's just me being being picky.
You guess it. You're moving mad for that comment.
I honestly, I thought he was going to get there. I was looking at Robertson going at full pace because even Robertson's run, normally defenders would go and try and close down the striker. He immediately changed his whole body and said, I'm running to the line. If you try something cheeky, I'm going to try and make it. So I kind of had the feeling that he was going to make it. And that's what made me go, oh,
but to be honest, like Akuda said, that's the only thing he could have done. Because if he had tried to slot it around him or whatnot, he could have missed.
He's got a body to it, man.
Yeah, because the angle he was coming at, that's the only thing he could have done. And he had the right idea because it nearly went in. It wasn't like it was like, in the 6-yard box where he saved it just on the line.
I understand that, but yeah,
I mean, man. the other chance I've got more problems with the other chance, the one where he got the cushion header from in the second half. See that chance? Yeah, that chance, that's the one he should be burying, yeah, because
He done
the problem where these strikers, they tried to put too much power on it.
Yeah.
Instead of placement. That's what went wrong for Nunes as well. Because the sweet connection that Nunes, you got a sweet connection with that boy.
Mateo never had as much time as Nunes.
Yeah, he didn't have much time, but I think
he just swung a foot like.
He was one of them ones where even if he swung it straight, he would have gone in.
Yeah.
Imagine what I mean. It's like he went for the sort of correct technique across goal, whatever it was. And then, yeah, my man was ready for that. Which, you know what I mean?
But like I said,
I should have buried that.
Yeah, but like I said, he never had much time. So that was just a swing of the foot. Nunes, he had time and
space, time and space.
Listen, the man could have got a food and drink the amount of time and space he had, bruv.
Yeah.
And collected his change and he still never got it in the back of the net. Ah, mate.
He just absolutely whacked that ball.
He does put it, obviously he's got 99 volleys in it, so he does put a lot of power in them.
Generally, he gets a good strike, but it's the placement. He doesn't seem to, do you know what I mean?
It's like he aims for the keeper.
Yeah. It's almost like, it's just like, you know what, I want to connect to the ball clean. I don't care where it goes, as long as it's a clean connection with the ball. Because a lot of the misses are not soggy shots, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's always pure power into the stands and that. But yeah,
there's no placement.
But again, I know, Sean, you've given him until what, next season? You said you got your 2 seasons. But yeah, I know you're giving him until next season.
This is your second season.
All right, so
this should have been an improvement from last year. Well, it probably is an improvement from last year, but it's still not a standard that you need to be winning titles. Because look at all the chances missed. Half of them points that we've drawn and that, those are the probably been wins.
Yeah, because I'm seeing people, they're turning on Salah saying, you know what I mean, he's washed and all this kind of stuff. But I'm like, I hear he's not the same. But for me, he's doing more than Nunes, bruv. Do you know what I mean? He creates a lot of chances for Nunes anyway.
I know.
I saw a stat where most chances created most big chances created in the league, he's top above De Bruyne.
You know what? You see when people say he's washed and that, what? Because the man's had a couple of bad games. Like, cool. He's been injured. He's not been playing the best. All right, cool. But to say he's washed, brother, behave yourself.
Well, that's what I don't understand. It's as if the emphasis is on Salah when it should be on Nunes. And it goes back to when I say this guy's protected. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? That's when people seem to forget everything what my man's done and what my man can do. And to turn on him, mate, you need to really look at yourself, because the man that's in the middle should be the one getting the goals. You shouldn't be looking at my man on the right to be getting them goals. You understand? For him to get the goals that he's done and the goals that he scored for us to get us where we are, you lot are some ungrateful cockroaches, bro.
The thing is, yeah, the way they talk about Nunes is, to me, it would be okay if he was a winger you're talking about like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's a winger that's doing that, yeah, whatever, innit? But you're the striker, blood. Do you know what I mean?
I'm surprised by them turning on Salah, man. The guy is 3 goals away from being top scorer. And this is a bad season.
From a right wing.
Even last season, when people were saying he was washed or whatever, he still bagged pure goals, you know, and assists. And nowadays as well, Salah has actually become a bit more creative nowadays.
Yeah. He has his moments. You know what he's on.
Yeah.
Until he scores, he ain't passing. You know what he's on. He has their moments. But yeah, for people to turn on him, mate, you really need to look at yourselves. Just look at the man's record and look at what he's done for Liverpool.
I'm going to assume that they're not really Liverpool fans anyway, because most times Liverpool fans don't turn on players. They defend them to the end.
Yeah, you gotta meet under the church for that, you know what I mean? You gotta meet
What church the is cellar this, bro? You're talking mad.
Under the cellar.
Hey, run the next game, bro. You're just shouting under the cellar, bro. Move
The Vatican and you know what I mean? Them secret passages, blood.
Fire in the middle and everyone like this around the fire going, hey, this
it is okay to cast some us like no one else. Anyway, so Super Sunday, we saw obviously Crystal Palace somehow get a dub.
Yep.
Yeah. Man City had played the day before. Done their work, right? So we're now looking at our friends in North London saying, yo, there's an alley-oop. You have got a big, big opening right now. Take charge of this title race. Yeah? Get a dub and you be top of the table. Liverpool would have, 3 points behind. Do it at home. All blessed. The man said, hold my beer. And at the end of the day, what do we expect, yeah? When their manager does this, what do we expect?
You're wrong for that. You're wrong for that. Nah, you're wrong for that.
That is not a leader of men, bro.
Hey, no comment, isn't it? No comment.
Oh man. Anyway, let's get into it, man.
Joe Blackman, I see. Abbas,
start this one. What are you saying?
All right, let's start with one. Right? Just straight off the bat. Saka, it's okay to have a bad game. You don't have to pretend you're injured every time you have a bad game. It's disgusting now. Every time this man has a bad game, he starts hobbling at the end of the... I've carried an injury. But you were sprinting to the goals earlier, trying to score. He's getting on my nerves. Sorry, I just had to throw that in there because that's just getting on my nerves. And he's getting away with it as well.
Mm.
Although people are starting to just come. Yes, my brother. So, all right, let's go with Arsenal, man. You see, this will teach me a lesson. It's crunch time. I'm in a situation, a United fan, where I have to pick a team. And about 3 weeks ago, I made a solid vow that I'm going to support Arsenal. And within a week or such, they showed me why I always laugh at Arsenal, even though they're better than us right now. They always give you a chance. Hear me out, yeah? Last weekend,
yeah,
all the pundits were going up, going, you know what, Arsenal, they're not going to flop again because... You can see that they're different. They've got the best defenders. Da, 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 da. Saliba is better than Rio Ferdinand, Van Dijk, and this guy, and that guy, and Lucio, and this guy, and Nesta, and all the rest of that nonsense. Gabriel is apparently this second coming of the best Brazilian defenders you've ever had in your team in your life. Right? And then this game, Odegaard's the best, attacking midfielder, the thing. Saka's the best right winger. He's world class. Jesus is brilliant. He holds the ball up. He creates for everyone. He doesn't need to score. Bottle jobs. It's April. I should have known better. This is when they drop their pause. This is when... What time is it? No, I can't say it yet. Right? That's the comment right there. That's the comment right there.
History of the asinine. That's funny. Yeah, blood.
It's nasty work. You know how hard it's been to get all the United fans to say, no, we have to support Arsenal, We have to bury the hatchet and back Arsenal.
So what are you United fans are doing?
Yeah, we have to. But this is what they do.
Nasty.
So what, Vegeta, Sama, and Joe, what, is this what you like on as well, yeah?
As you see, Joe, this is literally what I've just said, without even waiting. This is what they do. We tried. I'm not backing them no more. Screw it. They've already, the first hurdle, you've thrown it out the window. The first advantage you had to go and solidify the league.
See how ungrateful this man now, yeah? Arsenal have won every game, up until this point, they won every game this year. drawn away to Man City.
Yeah.
And then the first loss, these men are turning on him already, you know?
Just
like you man do to your manager, you know?
Mm. Yeah, but you know what it is, Kudo? You see what it is, yeah? I wouldn't be back no other team other than my own, innit? I just don't want a certain team to win. I ain't gonna go and say I want that team to win. Where was your team in this title race?
We don't need to talk about team. Hold on one second.
I'm just saying in general. I'm not talking about you lot, but other teams as well. Okay, that are rooting for another team.
You never said you don't want Arsenal to win the league or United to win the league.
Yeah, but I never said I'm gonna root for our next team. Man, you're mad. You lost your head, fam. You've lost your head. You think I'm going to be rooting for you lot to win the title over Arsenal?
The same lot that have been back in Barcelona every time they seen the Champions League where Suarez was there.
Who?
You and your Liverpool cronies. No,
I've never backed Barcelona.
You've never backed Barcelona.
You've lost your head, brother.
Are you sure? It's not after when Suarez scored against you and then started celebrating you stopped supporting them.
No, I've never backed Barcelona.
You've enjoyed Barcelona the time watching Barcelona saying that's our team, that's our boy. I'm sure.
I'm struggling to understand the context here.
You know, it's other teams when you need it. Listen, an enemy of an enemy is my friend. That's the.
I'm not going to lie though. Right now, I mean, I somewhat understand the logic, but see Arsenal.
Yeah, no, this is the problem.
Now, let me even explain this, yeah. I support Madrid, yeah. The last team I would want to see win the Champions League is Barcelona, yeah. I hate them. Hate them with a passion. But if you gave me an option to say, yo, play Champions League final tomorrow, yeah, lose to Barcelona in the final, or lose to Arsenal, I'd rather lose to Barcelona. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I would rather lose to Barcelona than Arsenal. Because those people are jarring, bro. That fan base is annoying, blood. What? Nah.
As you said, Kudo.
I can't do it.
Wait a second. You are the Arsenal rep on this show, you know.
No. I have to take up the mantle because, you know what I mean, the Arsenal hates too much. But I need to make this point, yeah. If Arsenal are playing Barcelona in the final, I'm supporting Arsenal. Yeah, because it's Barcelona. Bun them, man. But in terms of who I want to lose to, nah, I don't want to lose to them, man. Them man are so annoying. Yeah? So I go back to you and say, do you really want to be in a world where Arsenal have just won the title?
They're just going to corn them off as well. So bro, all them man did that are in the comments, you think that you man are safe? Them man will be corning you for days.
Hear this. Man City 4 in a row and possibly a treble in a row. Liverpool matching up to our 20th league title. There is nothing on this earth Arsenal can say to me that's worse than that. Those two things I've just mentioned.
Right, I understand the whole these man. Obviously, Liverpool, I get it because that's your main rival. Yeah, so I'm with you on that. If you know what I mean. That's like me in Barcelona. Yeah, I want them to fail in all their endeavors. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Whatever they do, I want it to fail. Do you know what I mean? So I get that. But see, when it comes to Arsenal and Man City,
he's got a point. Sorry. he's got a point. It's not something I want to agree with, but I agree with him still.
But my thing with you is, okay, what does it matter if Man City win though? Because do we know any Man City fans?
No.
Yeah, but he's there on the record though.
I know one Man City fan there, and he ain't even into football like that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, hold on a second. Okay, cool.
He's one of them, you don't even know when the last time they played.
All right. Do you know any Atletico Madrid fans?
No.
If they won 4 in a row, something that's never been done in Spain.
I wouldn't care though.
Oh no, I care, man.
Not for Atletico, blood. I wouldn't care. Not for Atletico with doing it.
No,
I wouldn't care. It would annoy me. Obviously, I don't want them to do it, but no more than like Barcelona, bro. Although we don't have an equivalent to Arsenal.
I haven't even got over their 3 in a row and their treble being in the same season last season. I haven't even really got over that. To see them do it again.
Bro. Oh. They won a treble, yeah, and the whole world moved on, bro. Literally, they won the treble and everyone was talking about what going for Mbappe, where is he going, blah, 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 blah. People start talking about transfers. Nobody cares about these, man. We don't care. You know them ones there? We don't care. Maybe the people in the future, because I'm starting to see some nasty work, bruv. Do you know what I mean? I was in the gym and I saw a Man City top. I was like, big man, at your age.
Where did you start supporting Man City? You're a liar.
Bruv. In London. Nasty work. Nasty work. You know what I mean? So, yeah, in the future, yeah, they're going to have fans in that. But for now, I wouldn't care. But anyway, we got distracted. Let's go back to the game, man. Because first half, I thought Arsenal played well, actually.
Yeah, they did.
They were playing all right. Odegaard was creating a lot of chances. You know what I mean? He was actually on it to start with.
Yep.
But I don't know what team talk Ateta done, but he should never do that again. Because it was all Aston Villa second half. Yeah, and them Arsenal fans. See, this is where I'm going to be nasty now, yeah. Do you mind remember last season when they thought they were going to win the league? And some of their fans were buying tickets for the last game for like 30 bags.
Oh, you remember that? For a couple of bags, they were buying that last game. Huh?
They were like 10 weeks away from the last game of the season, yeah? And their man were auctioning off tickets for the last game, you know what I mean? Because they wanted to be there for the victory parade. And
for bags, you know.
Right now, they're in the title race. They're losing. They are losing and emptying the stadium. Now, if you're an Arsenal player, yeah, and you're there 1-0 down, 2-0 down, yeah, and you're looking at the stadium just empty, like, what do you think?
Oh, it's time to go home.
Because, I mean, it's kind of over, but it's not over, isn't it? Mathematically. It's not over. Do you know what I mean? It's two points. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But obviously, it's Man City, so it's kind of over. Yeah, but you know what I mean? But mathematically, the players shouldn't... Your fans, you might just empty the stadium. Their master fans are a disgrace.
Because, do you know what it is? It's because they see them fail again.
Man said you are the potato, guys. The potato can be anything, guys. Anything. It can be jeep, it can be mash, it can be potato.
Even that, he had the light bulb.
Oh, he must be, bruv. Huh? Thomas Edison. Huh? I'm like, big man, what? Playing the music and the training and that, and going to get clapped. Yeah, crazy.
Excuse me.
Hey, fever and that.
Nasty work. I didn't get the subs though, or the change. Yeah, because the Arsenal fans were telling us how great Havertz is for the last couple of weeks. Yeah, the Havertz songs were out, you know what I mean? You know, talking about, you know what I mean, he was cheap, et cetera, playing as a striker. And then today he was back in midfield doing foolishness.
Oh.
And
talking about Arsenal is making me sneeze and ill, bro.
But then let's... Sure, now I got a question for you. Yeah. Right. What do you think is in Pep's mind right now when he sees the way Zinchenko and Jesus are performing for Arsenal?
That's why I sold you to them. So why do you think I ain't never kept them? Look at them now. Before they were bigging them up, them were agents for it.
But the moment I saw Zinchenko was starting, I had a feeling they were losing. But I said, let them play on. Let's see. And then obviously, first half, I was like, okay, they haven't really attacked him enough. Like, he's not a problem. Not even say that they attacked him, picked his spot in the second half. But my God, seeing him, I knew. I just knew.
He's food, man.
And of course, Wayne Havertz back in midfield.
But then, why it's take off
that you can say, or that you could tell the difference between a winner and a guy that hasn't quite made it yet?
But bro, he took off Ben White.
Yeah.
Yeah. And put Tomiyasu on. Why not take off Zinchenko and put Tomiyasu on?
Zinchenko looked like he lost his head during the game because there's a point where he was defending, they held the line. Okay, and he say the line's like this straight.
Oh, yeah, he just ran.
He went It's like he's running back towards the keeper. I was thinking, man, what's wrong with you? You lost your head or something?
Man said, that's not a Pep once. Oh, sorry. This clown, bro. Right?
But see, as we speak, Chelsea are walloping Everton 4-0. Cole Palmer hat-trick.
Wow. Hey,
what does that do to the table?
I'll tell you now, bro.
Hello, Abbas is getting shook, boy. Yeah, it's twitching, boy.
Nah, come on.
No way Chelsea should be getting close to you, man.
Chelsea are 3 points behind you with a game in hand.
Eh?
They're 3 points behind you with a game in hand, and they got their goal difference is 7, yours is minus 1. So if they go even...
No. Man United, you man, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare finish behind Chelsea. Don't you dare, blood. Yeah? Every time, yeah. If you man finish behind them, If you man finish behind Chelsea, yeah, there better not be no Ten Hag 50-50, no Ten Hug, whatever, or Ten Hag in. I don't want to hear nothing.
And I want to see you, Joe Blackman, and Vegeta. I definitely want to see you man again.
Yeah. I want to see all of you.
You know what?
Ten Hag and do we have a link for this?
Hey, do we have a link for this, you? Because this man is still defending Ten Hag with all his chest. They're still defending him. Him, KG. So another, the South African, John Morgan. I think Vegeta's in this. Ten Hag Defence League.
See, look, he's turning on them now.
No. We've been having an ongoing battle for months. We're Defence League.
Is this your teammate?
Yeah. I'm on the fence with Ten Hag. I'm not supposed to have
some solidarity here, man. What's going on?
It's all crumbling now. We haven't got to your team.
Ollie had defended him to the end, and then when it was the end, I said that he had to go. You know me, there's always a point I reach where I go, nope.
Yeah, but when it's at the end, it's kind of pointless, though, isn't it? You know what I mean? That's like the house is on fire. You're supposed to put the fire out, but then the house is now crumbling. The structure is burning, and now you're like, oh, you know what? Let's put the fire out.
Well, here's the thing.
What's the point now?
This is why I've taken a different route, yeah? I am questioning the manager to all these... It's 9 o'clock. Yes. All these dick riders. I am asking them questions.
You're calling your own fans dick riders?
Mad. They're all Ten Hag dick riders, bro. That's what the D stands for in the Defence League, bro. No. I hope they're listening.
Yeah, pause.
I wanted to say this, but I couldn't. No, because why are you sympathizing? Why can't you ask direct questions? Has this guy lost his, let's stop there. United segment, I'll kick off.
We're here now. We're here now. Yeah. Arsenal, yep, the man there.
Ollie Watkins.
Ooh, that finish.
And he's an Arsenal fan, you know. Ollie Watkins an Arsenal fan. Papa went to the flag.
Oi, love. Let's go.
I mean,
how did you feel at the end of the game after you've just lost, Sean, and you see Arsenal do hold my beer?
It actually brought a bit of joy to my day still. You know the wickedest thing, yeah? You man are all in the group with me. You see when the Arsenal fan asked me, yo, are you man okay? I was thinking, man, are you all right? You're playing me, you know? I was thinking, I'm gonna stay quiet just in case you lot win, yeah? You see when the first one went in, I was like, yeah? Come on. Give them more. I want more. You know,
hey, remember, same Arsenal fan was attacking me when I said, bro, can you see this game? You're going to lose.
Yeah, I remember when
you said that. Yeah, I think it was 65 minutes or 70th minute. Arsenal haven't scored. I said, you're going to lose.
Yeah, Watkins hit the post. And then
inside the post as well.
Yeah, my man hit the crossbar and the post. It will in one. And then you said that, 0-0. Bruv, are you sure you want to be
checking? You're going to lose this game.
You see, when the first one went, I was like, yes, I want more. You know me, I want blood. I don't care. Once I see that blood, I want more. And I was thinking, come on, give it to them. And yes, Watkins delivered.
Nah, this is what annoyed me. Yeah? I was watching that game and I said, Arsenal had first half, you're dominating, you didn't score. Boof. Straight away, there's a flag waving in the back of my head going, uh-oh, to Arsenal. This is not, no. This is not the day to do it. But I said, I'm not saying nothing. Let the game continue. 50th minute. Oh, I think they hit the post. Then someone hit the crossbar. Then it's another shot. And I'm like, hey, Arsenal. Do you know what this weekend is? Right? You're meant to be on job. And yeah, I don't know why that text message triggered me in the group chat. And I just went, you're asking for a draw. You look like you're going to lose, my friend. You're looking like you're going to lose, my friend. Yeah.
But it's like they've seen
so many people behind you. Yeah. And you look, now you're crumbling.
Yeah, but look, I've got a question here.
Yeah. Go on.
I've got a question for you, man. Yeah. Just pretend. And I know you might find it disgusting, yeah. But just pretend you're an Arsenal fan. You've watched your team do nothing since 2004. Yeah. Just hella banter area. Banter area, sorry, yeah. Arteta's come in, won the FA Cup, finished eighth, bottled Champions League, finally made Champions League, or finally challenged for the title, bottled that. Challenging for the title now, looking like it's a bottling situation. Would you be Arteta out, or do you want to give him like another season?
It's a tough one, you know. That is a tough one.
Or as you think about it, I'll say my piece here. Yeah. I would actually be Arteta in. I'm not gonna lie. Because the way I would say it, I'm like, if you remove Arteta right now, we come into this other problem now of who then?
You know what? I've got an answer for you.
Like, in terms of available managers that are gonna come in and take this Arsenal team to the next level.
I'm even going to.
Are they competing?
Yeah. So here's my answer to that is, I would keep it for one more season, because well and truly, and I'm sitting here, I'm really going through the team. Which one of their players is world class?
Oh, this is nasty work.
This is nasty work. Yo, I just saw that.
Man said Southgate, that's nasty work still. They'll be challenging for your Conference League boy, with that guy. Boy. Jeez.
Like, if you really deep it, none of their players are world class. This is, and I'm going to say team effort, and I'm including Arteta in that, to get them to this point. But they don't have that player or that room. That squad room,
yeah,
where they have enough players in there that are certified winners, certified the best in class, to then pick them over the line.
I agree.
Like, even Man City is not great, but they have Rodri, they have Pep himself, right, as a player and as a manager. All right, fine. I'm going to
defend this. Stones, come on, Stones. Do you know what I mean? All these defenders, man.
Even I would. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say any of the defenders are world class, but they've been there.
Not world class. I'm talking about winners. I'm talking about winners.
Yeah. They have the experience of winning.
If Ruben Dias goes to Arsenal, Arsenal actually got a good back line, but I would start him though. He'd definitely be starting.
Yeah, you put Saliba on the right back.
Yeah, I would definitely start. But anyway, that's not the point. That's not the point.
I think that's a bit harsh though. Still. Because they ain't done too badly this season, right?
But they don't have that edge to go above across the line and finish things off. That's what I feel about them. And
can I just answer you a question though? Yeah. And it's not even a dig at you. It's just like
so it's a dig at me. But go on.
It's not a dig at you, but wouldn't the majority of these Arsenal players walk into your team though?
At this precise moment, the way some of our players are performing, yes.
So how much world-class players have you got in your team?
No, we have X world-class players in our team.
Yeah, you ain't got no world-class players anymore, blood.
Yeah, we got X world-class players in our team. That's the certified truth, right? But even then, that experience could take Arsenal over the line. Maybe not Casemiro anymore, because I ain't going to lie, we're going to have a discussion about him later. Yeah.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Not anymore.
Maybe not necessarily by playing, but being in that dressing room. But both of them, actually. Being in that dressing room, they might be able to give them that advice to get them over the edge. And I think that's what Shevchenko is meant to be doing.
Who would give them advice to get it over the edge?
I'm saying even Varane, someone like Varane, maybe not basically by being on the field and helping them, but being on the sideline, being in the training, being in the dressing room, might be able to give them that little push and extra to get them over the line. Not being rude, but in my opinion, Shevchenko was not that important for Man City's win, and definitely neither was Jesus. They're sidemen. They're not that important. In fact, they got carried. To be honest,
but then actually, now that I think of it, Arteta doesn't really get along with big characters anyway, does he? You know, what I mean, he kind of got rid of
exactly.
He got rid of those some of them. But then some of them, he got them for the right reasons, though, because Aubameyang was taking the piss, bro. Come on, bro. Man is coming late to training, turning up in his some next clothes. Like everyone's changing, you know. These guys is there just coming in, spudding people. Like people are ready to get on. Like yeah, it's just
no, joke, you're man. Right. You're right, but.
But it doesn't seem like he can deal with the big characters. But, you know, I'll end with the last small dig, obviously. Because I remember some of these Arsenal fans, yeah. I'm not even going to talk about Vinicius, because let's not be silly. Yeah? But Rodrigo. Yeah, man, as I said to them, big man, Rodrigo walks into your team. They might argue, didn't they? I said Rodrigo walks into the team. The man said, nah, bro. I said, okay. I was like, you see that there? That's why you man are crackers.
No, wait. I know. I need to go further into this conversation because I need to understand the madness. Yeah.
You know, it was
who in the Arsenal midfield stops him from walking in?
No, midfield, the attack. I'm talking about Rodrigo. Rodrigo. Yeah.
Oh, Rodrigo. Wait. Rodrigo. Okay, again, who the in their attack stops him from walking in?
That's what I said. I said Rodrigo's better than all your attackers.
To them, it would be Saka. To them, it would be Saka. Not me, yeah? To them,
not me.
You know, oh, Mr. Hobbalong, yeah? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, bro. Show me your Champions League semi-final goals in it. You know, everyone's there. Like,
and you know what? Not only that. Where is Obi-Wan Kenobi? Because he was hella spicy earlier on in the season.
Oh, you thought he was going to show up?
Yeah,
he's one of those Arsenal fans that left early.
Yeah.
You think he's he might even be watching. He ain't gonna comment. Good. This is not the day for him to comment.
Good.
But again, this is the problem, man. People get too excited. You know what I mean? You start to overrate certain players instead of like getting excited and saying, you know what? We need a better this, we need a better that. Nah. You man start putting Saka up against Salah and all this stuff, Martinelli this, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, look at, you know, they just get too excited sometimes. Too excited, man. Like, come on. Anyway.
You know how many years I've heard Saka's better than Salah and he never does the numbers. Even on Salah's worst season. Behave yourself.
I don't even like Salah like that, but fuck, that's madness, bro.
Yeah, but I can understand from your point of view. You're Man United. You're not making life in the game.
I want to say them hat tricks are all trapped with this thing, you know?
What that was said was madness.
Them hat is an OT, boy. Mad. Anyway, boy, speaking of OT, boy, I know you wasn't there. You know what I mean? You're playing in Bournemouth. I mean, I like their manager still. You know what I mean? He was very good in La Liga still for Rayo. It seems like he's done pretty decent. You know,
he's actually coaching the players because they're
first blow. All right, Sean. All right, Sean.
I thought I was like, no more comment. He just took that first blow.
No. He knows what he's done there.
No way. So what? If I comment on anything,
I agree.
Look at how Bournemouth are playing, yeah? And look how the players are playing now. Look at Dominic Solanke now.
Oh, I agree. I've been quietly impressed by him. Yeah, it's true. They did dunk on us twice, still. I've been quietly impressed with him because you got to think he's working with peanuts there.
Yeah.
So he has to make those players better. He has to make the system work for the players that he has. And this is what Ten Hag is not doing.
Yeah, but it wasn't a dig at you, you know. I'm just saying the way, like, he's coaching the players to get the best out of them. And I think I take my hats off to him still.
So just so you understand, yeah, there's three factions at United fans right now, HQ, if you want to put it that way. There's the Erik ten Hag, get the hell out of my club now.
Yeah.
There's my section, which is called the Erik ten Hag Fence League. We're all sitting on the fence, splinter settings, because we're still trying to give him a bit of a leeway because we know those players do the 18 months thing with every manager they've had since all the way to Van Gaal, some of these players, right? And then there's the Erik ten Hag Defense League. These guys defend ten Hag no matter what. No matter what happens, it's always the player's fault, right? It's never ten Hag's fault. He's got the tactics right. He's trying the tactics. Players are not listening, etc., 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 etc. Vegeta, Joe Blackman, KG, John Morgan, all these crackheads defend ten Hag to the T. Hence why I changed the name as of today and the results were to Ten Hag Dick Riding League. Because I can't understand how you're not questioning this man now. I cannot. It's past
civil war, boy.
No. It's getting there. I can't understand how you're not questioning this man now, right? And questioning doesn't mean you want him out. Questioning is, bro, help me help you. I shouldn't really say that one, even. Right? Help me help you.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem I'm having with Ten Hag now. Right, let me pick up some stats, because you know me, I've always got stats and all the rest of that mod malarkey. But I'm actually just going to do the in-game one. Man United had more possession, amazingly.
Mm.
Amazingly, this game. Now let's go to our favorite stats. Shots and shots on target. We had eight shots. We had two on target. Bournemouth had 20 shots. They had five on target. 20 shots on our goal. It's actually the least we faced in the last six games.
Let me
repeat that one more time. 20 shots on our goal is the least amount of shots we've had against our team in the last six games. Usually it's 23, 30. I think you guys, Liverpool, both games must have had 30 each one, right? How are we so open? We are so open because Erik ten Hag refuses, no matter what player's injured, what player he has available, what the players have shown him all season, to stop playing his 3-1-6. I don't even know if I've got that right. Right? He refuses to stop playing that. Basically, when we get possession of the ball, three at the back, one hold the mid, and basically everyone goes. The two midfielders go, striker goes, the winger goes. Everyone just goes. And then when we lose the ball, it transition. All them men are up there. They're all up there. Right? And then us fans will go, and then some fans, instead of blaming Ten Hag, yeah? Maybe.
I don't understand what you're saying, though, because you're saying Vegeta is Ten Hag, but you don't sound like...
He's defense league. He's definitely defense league. He might need to confirm it. Vegeta, you're defense league, right?
He doesn't sound like defense league, but he sounds like he's holding him up to account here. You know what I mean?
Good. Anyway, so
this guy is spreading propaganda, you know?
No. I'm telling you on KG's channel, I swear he's part of the defense league. But anyway, and then us fans get angry where Casemiro is left by himself. And then Casemiro is doing Casemiro things. Kuda, we know what this is. Yep. He starts sliding around like a headless chicken, right? And him doing it at his old age, yeah, I'm saying old age because he's moving like a damn old man, right? All the injuries are taken.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid. Just bare man running at our defense. Just bare.
Yeah.
It's a tactical problem. It's not a player problem. It's a tactical problem, right?
I know you say it's not a player problem. Rashford, though. Let's just say Rashford. Let's just go on Rashford. What's he doing?
I told you.
But it's in Man United defense league, though, not Erik ten Hag defense league.
You're not reading the whole statement. He's just reading what he's saying.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So he's, now we're making a different faction. Oh, man, we had three factions, bro.
I see. You just want to do agendas, innit? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. 100%.
Agenda's part of agenda. Anyway, you're there now. Yeah, I'm putting you defensively.
Thank you, G, for clearing this up. This man just tried to tarnish your name, isn't it?
See, but it just sounds like an objective fan here. He's saying, yo, he's got corn for the players, corn for the manager. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's what the Fence League is all about. We're corning both. Oh, 100%. But hey, listen, I said this last year. Yes, he scored 30-odd goals. But you know the end of the season where he kept doing the same thing and expecting things to change? Because remember, he scored his goals early. And in the last couple of months, he was struggling. He was doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over, expecting different results. Running into two players all the time. And he's still doing that now. But now, he's doubled down because now he's not running for the team at all. At all. He's not defending and sometimes not even running to join the attack anymore. He shouldn't be starting. But somehow, he starts. Hmm. And I swear he finished this game.
Yeah, but
he finished the game.
Who replaces him?
I don't care. Anyone. Ahmad. Anthony. Garnacho. I mean, bearing in mind, Garnacho has been probably the brightest spark in our attacking line. Hoyland had his little moment, but he's gone cold again. Mm-hmm. Garnacho's probably been, and this is bad to say this, our biggest spark in an attacking lineup. And in this game, he plays bad. Yes, he did. Just as bad as Rashford. And in this game, the manager throws him under the bus and said he weren't good enough. Took him out off at half time. Really?
What was that about this thing?
Goldbridge basically pointed out one of the clauses of Ten Hag. Said
my man stopped playing.
Stop playing football, go be prime minister.
Seriously, yeah. So Goldbridge brought up a thing saying that he's alienating players. Ten Hag is alienating players. How can he be picking on Garnacho, who's probably been the best? Garnacho liked it on Twitter, then unliked it. But it's Twitter. It's too late. People already caught you, mate.
Stand on business, man.
Right?
I said the same thing. That's me. I'm liking that all the way to the END.
And funny enough, right, I did mention Anthony. It was really funny because apparently it has been cleared up further that he was injured. But let's just say at the time, apparently he wasn't in the squad because he had arguments with Ten Hag about his playing time. The audacity.
He should be the last one to complain. He needs to be quiet.
Apparently, Anthony having an argument with Ten Hag about his playing time because he's had two decent games.
Yeah, but then you get to play in the Champions League.
Yo, he's standing on business in the Champions League quarterfinal right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. You know what? We came out of this game. Like most of the games we've played recently, win or lose, we've come out lucky. We've come out lucky that we got that penalty at the end.
I was about to ask you, what do you think about that penalty?
Oh, that's lucky. Yeah. That is lucky. That is, to be fair, why I'm taking it is because one of the Chelsea penalties, maybe even both, to be honest, I thought they were soft and they shouldn't have been given. So
behave yourself.
As they say, they always balance themselves out. So we deserve this one. But let's be honest, soft. And then the one at the end where Bournemouth could have won the game.
Mm. I don't know. I put that penalty on
was a United player. I would have been screaming to the hilt that we should have got that. And yeah, look.
One win in seven. What's this?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're dealing with?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. What's your lowest finish in the Prem era? Is it seventh?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Right, the way you're playing, you could break that record.
Who took you there? Was it Oli who took you there?
No,
that's Moisey. That's Moisey.
That's actually on. No.
Moisey, blood. Moisey, man.
Maybe it was Moisey.
Yeah. I looked it up. Don't worry about it. I looked it up.
Yeah.
You know what? Your thing is...
I mean, finishing lower than what Ollie has ever done and still having a defense league is nasty work.
Man. You know what? To finish it lower than Chelsea...
Now, if you finish lower than Chelsea, I don't want to hear that. I'll be invested in this defense league situation. But if you finish lower than Chelsea, I'm not even a United fan here. But no. I'll be requesting to join in the channels and everything. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to hear nobody defend my man. What?
You know what? I might come over there and ask the question myself.
If you finish below Chelsea, I don't want to hear nothing about, oh, yeah, but the players, every time they do this to the manager, bruv. Chuck the players, and because this is the thing here. Let's all be real with it. You know, we've all been football fans for a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
How many times you have a rubbish season and you're like, yo, get rid of all these man? It never happens, you know. I mean, you get a 2-3, maybe 4, but it's never the starting players anyway.
Yeah,
you might get 2 starting players leave, and you'll be a bunch of like man that their contract is running out, you know. What I mean, people that don't even play anyway that leave. You rarely ever get a revamp. So all this talk about all these players need to leave and da 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 da. In reality, they're not all going to leave.
Sorry, I need to just clarify this. I need Sean to clarify this, right? When Klopp took over, did he sell 8 players in his first season and replace them with 8? Because someone tried to say that on the channel, and I can't remember that.
He did clear out a load of players. Because he's
not as though.
Yeah, he did. He cleared out a lot of them.
I thought it was at least 4 starting and I think 4 squad players. I didn't think it was... Someone said 7 starting and then 1 squad player and then he done it again the second season.
All right, you can use that, but that's, you know what? That's a rubbish example. I'm pretty sure.
That's not a United example. And you, I think you're about to hit it nail on the head.
Yeah,
because these man's contracts are a joke.
Exactly. Them Liverpool players were probably not on mad wages or hard to get rid of, bro. You know, right now you're looking at Casemiro and saying, yo, my man, your legs are finished here, so we really need to move forward to someone else here.
200-something.
Exactly, but the kind of money he's on, it's a Saudi thing or nothing. If Saudi don't come in, forget about it. He's there.
He's there until that contract's done.
Do you know what I'm saying? So you with the Casemiro, Saudi is your only way out, right?
But you know what?
Who's the other ones? You think of the other players, they're all on big money. Even
Luke Shaw's on a 200 or something. Rashford is on 300 or something. Sancho's on 300 or something. Martial don't count because his contract's about to expire, so that's great.
They said he's leaving on a 300.
Iran, I think his contract's about to expire as well. But even him, he's on about, I think he's on about 200 or something. Casemiro, 200 or something.
270,
even, right? Yeah. I don't know what Anthony's on. I don't think Anthony's on that high. Bruno is high. Bruno is high because he got a new contract after the season.
Well, let's be real. Bruno ain't going nowhere. Now. Like, come on. He's
club captain. My problem is, I think
the manager loves him. The manager loves him. Do you know what I mean? Because he plays it every time. So he ain't going nowhere.
So my biggest problem is, realistically, how many of these players are you going to get rid of that you want to replace? I think, especially with their big contracts, 3. Bearing in mind, he's taken a size of defending some of these players. Casemiro, he signed. Yeah. Garnacho, he promoted. Rashford, he defended when he should have been defending him. Bruno, he made captain. Hoyland, he signed. Yeah. Kamawala, he promoted. Wan-Bissaka, he doesn't like. Okay, sell him. Dalot, he's the one that gave him extra. Onana, you signed. A lot of players that are playing in the first 11 are his players. He loves Luke Shaw. Defending him as well. Even though we're the ones saying that he's rubbish. I don't even know if Ten Hag thinks he's rubbish.
What's the difference between like Hoyland, but... You know, apart from the obvious, the age thing. What's the difference between him and Mateta?
Yo!
You got back to put it into the picture. Man thinks he's Homer Simpson.
Yo, I'm finished. Because if you're about to tell me they've scored the same,
No. I'm not saying Hoyland probably scored more. Definitely, especially with the Champions League goals and shit. But
we're talking about the league right now.
Wait, how old is Mateo?
Nah, Mateo, I don't know. I don't even know how old Mateo is. But I'm just talking about from just watching them. Just on the eye test.
Oh, okay. So I'm coming back up. Nah, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna
on the eye test. On the eye test. What are we saying?
So, Hoyland is young, has potential.
No. I'm talking about the eye test. The eye test. Yeah. So if you didn't know nothing about them, right? You didn't know that Crystal Palace was a small club and Man United is a massive club. You didn't know nothing about football. You knew football, but you didn't know the stature of the teams and the players. Yeah. You just watched. You watched the Bournemouth game, and you watched the Liverpool game. Yeah. And someone said to you, one of these men cost 70 mil. Yeah. Would you see that difference and say, right, yeah, I can see why, you know, my man.
Wait. Hold on.
One second. Abbas, hold on, wait there. Just to clarify this now. Hoyland has got the same amount of goals as Mateta and Edward.
Mad.
7.
Okay, all right, cool. First things first.
Where's my alcohol?
First things first. You don't need to hear for me anymore. That you see, that's a Ten Hag signing. That's a Ten Hag signing. Well, so when people say get rid of players, you also have to judge his signings. So I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I was gonna go off topic a little bit because I was gonna tell you something. All I'm gonna say to you is, the difference is one of them watches wrestling too much and the other one is actually strong. One of them's left foot, the other one's right footed. One of them has blonde blue eyes and the other one's black with a bald head.
So now, it's part of my reason.
You already know where I'm. See, I'm doing this. You know exactly where I'm going with that.
You beat the bait already because that's where I was going anyway. So now let's just imagine a world, where Hoyland is not called Hoyland, His last name is Diaby. He's from Senegal. He plays for Atalanta. He's scored the same amount of goals as my man. Everything the same. Would he have been bought for 70 mil?
Nope.
Leave it there. All right. Nope. Let's move on.
Here's the thing. You know, I'll do you one better. Yeah, because I love these talks, There is a player that we bought. Swears from Atalanta as well. Right? IC3. Apparently really good. Had loads of potential. Done well in 2 loan spells. Scored a winning goal against our arch rivals, Liverpool. And we haven't really seen him since.
It's crazy. Man is saying Ivan Toney is dead. Yeah, you know, wash clubs too. I don't know what that is about. What?
No. We're already having arguments about this because apparently Ivan Toney might be available for 35 million.
Right? Oh, that's a no-brainer.
I am 100% backing that. It's a no-brainer. No scout on this planet is going to tell you that's not a good buy. Because our scouts said, Anthony, not going to work. Don't do it. And we end up paying 80 million for him. So, because he was Ten Hag's boy, innit? So, if you're telling me 35 for Toney, who's obviously good for the Premier League, get him. Get him now. Don't even have a discussion. Pay them. Pay them now. But United are different. Our fan base is different. Right, if Ivan Toney had blonde blue eyes, we would have bought him already. That's all I'm saying.
Mad. Anyway, speaking of strikers, boy, let's move on to another game where a striker was popping, boy. Newcastle against Spurs.
Wait, I want to hear some Ice Spice talking and all of that because what Van der Ven was doing back there, man.
Brother?
Twice, you know.
Yo.
I didn't even watch the game, by the way. I saw the highlights. And I also saw the still picture of him breakdancing on the penalty area. Like that. And his neck twists up. That's...
Bro. Doing the nastiest twerk. But he thought he was in a strip club in Atlanta, bro. Like, yo.
You guys are Magic City, blood.
Trying to get them dollars.
He was.
You know the worst thing is that killed me for me, right? Because I saw the pictures first. Then I went to go and see the skills.
But the turn was so simple.
This is what cracked me up, yeah? To actually see this.
I'd say dancing to Amma Piano. Yeah.
You know, this is what cracked me up, yeah? What Isak done is a warm-up exercise we do with our under-14s. Just a cut. Inside cut, outside cut. So I still can't work out what exactly made him fall forward and then handstand. And then make the face of despair for whoever this cameraman is. He's wicked because he's going the camera said, I'm going to catch you.
Yo, he had that shutter speed quick, but he wanted the oldest deals or that way. Yeah, that was crazy. That was so absolutely crazy.
To have it once is bad enough, yeah?
Mm.
But to fall down on your knees the second time,
like a proper stripper, blood. Like, yo. Like, yeah, yeah. And the worst thing is, yeah, he's been excellent, you know.
When he's been so good as well.
No, I'm talking about Van de Ven.
I'm agreeing. He's like, been so good. Man. He's been a real fight as well.
And then he chose to have this game. Not only did you have a bad game, you had a mazzoline of a game. But this was horrific. This is absolutely horrific. But again, high line, mate.
High line.
Yeah, it's looking kind of crazy still. Is it, you know what? Yeah, because I remember before when they had all those, remember when they had all them injuries when Van de Ven got injured?
Yeah.
Yeah, people got injured in one game, I think Chelsea game, and yeah, it was crazy. And I was saying, right, now when their players come back, you know, they could do a thing, you know. These players have come back here and come like they're worse.
They've declined.
Like, bruv, Madison, the Madison that started the season for them. And whoever this twin is playing, I don't know who this one is. I don't know who this clone. Man, who this guy is. This is a clone, bro. This ain't it.
And a clone that did not get all the attributes. Do you know what it was? It's not FIFA Pro where you build up your player and then you forget to save. Then you have to go all the way back to the beginning.
Just have to load again. I'm telling you. And let's also remember, yeah. Did these guys not get beat 6? Was it 6-0? Remember last season at Newcastle? I know it was 4-0 in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
They got absolutely cooked over there last season away. Yeah. And they're coming back for a revenge tour. And this is the revenge.
Now you're making me go check. 1 second. I have to check.
Don't I check it? I'm pretty sure they got slapped up. Yeah, 6-1. Yeah, 6-1, sorry. Yeah. So this is the revenge tour, and this is let's come back, you know what I mean, show some pride. 4-0. Isak, man, that finish.
Technically speaking, they conceded less goals.
I was saying it's an improvement, yeah.
Technically speaking, conceded less goals, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Yeah, but Isak, man, like he doesn't have like blistering pace, yeah. But it's enough pace, isn't it?
He's just an all-round good player.
But the quality and the finishing is pretty good.
Dribble as well. This is what the thing
is.
At least he knows he ain't going to get you with the pace, but he'll get you with his feet, isn't it?
Yeah. He has enough pace to worry the defender, and then when the defender catches up, he goes, oh, no, I'll twist you though, innit? Yeah, but still, again, you shouldn't get done from outside cut like that. But I'm sorry, I have to go back to it because it's...
Yeah, my brother, it was sharp, isn't he? He had man doing it.
Nah, my brother. It's still image. He's like that.
Yeah, boy, he had man twist doing up. MC Hammer dance. We're mad.
Absolutely twist up. But the finish is a very good, very composed. It was funny because I saw the interview after.
This comment is quality.
Must say Spurs and Arsenal, two sides of the same coin. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know... What was I saying? Yeah, so I watched the interview after, yeah.
where Rio was interviewing him, asking him about the finish. He's saying, oh, you look so composed. And he was like, bruv, I wasn't composed, bruv. My heart was beating, blood. I was about to shoot the ball. He goes, yeah, when I watch the video, it looks like I'm composed. But inside, I'm like, yo, what's going on? I was like, bruv, eh? Because to me, he always looks like he's just chilled.
Apparently, he's one goal away from matching Zlatan's record.
Yeah, that's one.
That's if you're going to be part.
How many seasons is Zlatan played for you, man? Though?
One and a half. Because he didn't really play the second half. He was bare injured. Bare injuries the second half.
Yeah. Got a big injury, isn't it? Mm. That's a bit one of them nasty stats. You know, that they just bring it out and it's like, it's a bit unfair, though, isn't it?
I don't even know why it was brought up, but I mean, it's the Swedish thing. It just came out of nowhere. Oh, you know, you're one goal away from being the highest scoring Swedish player. And I was like,
Where's Lundberg from?
Denmark, I think. Who?
Lundberg.
Lundberg. I think it's Swedish. Never scored that many goals,
though. Huh?
He's Swedish.
But he won an attacker, then.
Yeah, but he never scored that many goals. Not as much as what strikers are doing, bro.
Yeah, but how long has... how many seasons did Lundberg play, then?
I think it's one season. I think it's in one season, by the way.
Oh, this is a one-season thing, yeah?
I think it's in one season, because otherwise, I get what you're saying. Yeah, he should.
I was about to say. Hey. Hmm? I was just coming for slander, man. I was trying to slander the Invincibles. I was about to say, one of your legends getting outdone in one season.
Yeah, should I let that continue? Damn it!
I was being nasty.
We don't care about facts here. He could have been wrong.
You see, Spurs had won that. They would have been on level points with Villa, with a game in hand. So they would probably. Ended up fourth, possibly.
The bottle gene, boy.
But then look, Newcastle are 10 points off them.
The bottling gene is crazy.
Yeah, there's a big gap between that fifth and sixth spot, boy. 10 points.
Yeah, 10 points is mad. Yeah. And you might as well, you look like you might be playing Europa Conference, actually. You might not even play that the way, you know, I mean, if you finish behind... Don't you dare finish behind Chelsea. I swear. I know I've said it a million times, yeah, but don't you dare. Bro. Don't you dare
finish behind Chelsea. That's what, and you know what will happen if they finish behind Chelsea? They'll say, because we didn't want to play in that Conference League. That's what. That's
nah,
that's
the bro.
That's that will be coming.
Bro, Chelsea were 10th for how long?
No. Shaw's right. I've seen some fans already say it. Some fans have said it. If it's not Champions League or Europa League, we shouldn't be in Europe at all. Which... means they have to finish lower than whoever gets, I think it's seventh.
So it's fine to be rubbish then. All right, cool.
So that'd be West Ham. West Ham are 2 points behind you, but you've got a game in hand on them.
And then Chelsea have.
Chelsea have. Hand,
and they're also 3 points behind us. Yeah. It is very possible.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's very possible. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's still, but you know, it's Dick Dastardly, Lord, for you lot to be on minus one. I don't think you lot have ever been in this position before.
How is it even possible to be minus one? I don't understand that, bro.
No, I think...
high in the table and minus one. How do you work that
way? I think we've done that with Oli. I think we've done that with Oli. And I think we've mentioned it on this show as well. And you two had a good... You two and I think the other podcast at the time had a really good giggle about it. And I didn't know in it, so... You know when Sean drops a little sly question on you and I don't know the answer, but he already has it right in front of him. It's one of those ones. I remember that part clearly. So, yeah, we've done this before. We've done this before. So and it's embarrassing. I don't mince my words. It's embarrassing. This whole season is embarrassing. And so people are talking about if they win the FA Cup.
Behave yourself.
Right, it's actually a good season. I don't think so.
Fair behavior, so.
I don't think so. Standards are in the mud, mate. Yeah.
You think Spurs will make top four?
Nah.
You know, they're just so loose, man. They're so loose. They can score, but they can just easily concede as well. I'm surprised their goal difference ain't bloody zero, blood. But they've
pumped some teams, though, isn't it?
That's the thing. They have won up some teams, but...
Yeah, but they're 16 plus 16.
Yeah.
You know what? Tottenham ain't making it, bro. They got Arsenal next.
They got Man City.
Chelsea after that. Liverpool after that. They're not making it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they got Man, and they play Man City as well. I think Man City have to.
Man City after Burnley.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's kind of United as the last game. They're not making that.
No, to be honest, yeah, this the title race is not completely over because you know what? Spurs do have a good record against you.
Yeah.
I think Spurs will have a big day on who wins this title as well. It's going to be them, and I think United's another crafty team because I know they got to play Arsenal as well.
Yeah. The thing is, realistically speaking, and I said this to the when we drew with you guys, I said it to Obi. I said, it's literally a race between you and Liverpool to keep ahead of City. I said, it's all up to you. It's in your hands. And I also said to him, please make sure you have a cushion of 3 points before you come to Old Trafford because we would love to ruin your shit. And we will. You come to Old Trafford and you're equal on points with everyone else. Mm. I guarantee you, United will turn up for some weird reason and we will back, we'll win.
Man said, yeah, we'll batter you, you know. You say,
but I had to correct that quickly, boy.
You see, I corrected that. I was like, yeah, hey, you don't get do this.
Because I don't remember the last team you batted, boy. Like, yo, that's crazy, crazy, crazy.
So, yeah, it really isn't over. No, it's not over. I mean, who have Man City got, though? Lord, who have Man City really got, though? Trying to find out now.
Nah, they ain't got nobody apart from the Spurs game, bruv.
Brighton, Nottingham Forest, Wolves, Fulham, Spurs. Yeah, cool. No worries. No worries.
It's a long day, bruv.
Yeah, ignore what I was thinking of. You know what I was thinking of saying. Don't worry.
It's a long day, bruv. But they have drawn against some teams that you wouldn't expect to draw with, but at this point of the season, yeah.
That's the thing, innit? It's the way they are at this time of the season, man.
It's demonic.
Yep. Well, yeah, man. That's it. I mean, if you guys have got anything else, I didn't watch any of the other games.
I barely caught up with any football this weekend, so I apologize, fans. And I was late as well, so I apologize for that, too.
Obviously, but, Man City got that work done, but I didn't watch it. You know what I mean? I just assumed they walloped them. So
I saw 5-1. I don't need to watch. I don't need
I saw 5-1 and I saw Doku scored. So I looked to see which goal did he score. I saw the fourth goal. I was like, all right, cool.
Nah, but yeah, he was causing problems. He was causing absolutely problems. Ross Barkley's goal was good as well.
Oh, yeah, I did see that actually. That was good. Yeah. That was good. But yeah, man, I think that's pretty much it, man. I don't really care for anyone else. The Brentford game, I didn't watch that.
Yeah, it is. Show, bro. Talk to all the main ones, man.
That's it, man. We covered all the main ones, man. Guys, make sure you leave.
I just have to bring our West Ham losing as well. 2-0.
No reason. This guy is nasty. But yeah, man. Guys, make sure you leave that like. You know what I mean? Subscribe to the channel. Share the video and all that good stuff. We'll catch you again later. Peace.
Adios.
Bye.